I'm Ethan Elkind, and you're listening to Climate Break, Climate Solutions in a Hurry. Today's proposal, making it safer in Latin America for people to walk, bike, and take transit. Lina Lopez works at Despacio, a nonprofit based in Bogota, Colombia, that promotes active mobility. I spoke to her at the recent climate conference in Dubai.
Well, this is about reducing carbon emissions. And if you're doing any policy or project regarding transportation, you need to be aware of what are the means of transportation that are less polluted. Cycling and walking are those the ones that you can just use without emitting to the atmosphere.
But often these forms of transportation can be dangerous. Lopez wants to see cities redesign streets to maximize safety for pedestrians and bicyclists.
Maybe narrowing the streets, narrowing the width of the streets, making some changes in the interchanges or in the junctions, making the rounds, like the corners, more difficult for cars to go fast.
Lopez notes that women are often especially at risk with unsafe streets and transit, and these systems are also vulnerable to climate impacts.
Women use public transportation more than men. If the transport infrastructure get affected because of the climate change thing, they are the ones who probably won't be able to travel. So if you give other solutions that everyone can access, like walking and cycling, and you design your cities to that purpose, they can choose if you have different alternatives.
To learn more about safe transit, visit climatebreak.org.